Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue with the program, on the line with me now is Anna Dravland, who is an organizer of an effort that is getting some cards, letters, and care packages and more to active duty National Guard, also our veterans, and joining us to talk about this effort. Anna, let's get right into it. What do you got going on, and how can folks get involved?
So this is an effort partly in celebration of Giving Tuesday, an effort that's been created by the Armed Forces Wives Spouses of the Year. In celebration of Giving Tuesday, they created a Day of Kindness. It's intended to sort of activate our military to spread kindness all over, and also to encourage us to spread kindness to our military. So I signed up. They said people can apply to be an ambassador. So I said I would like to be an ambassador, and I would like to bring this Day of Kindness to my community.
And this is all through your efforts with Spread Goodness Day, things like that, which is a concentrated effort to, as the name says, spread goodness, isn't it?
It is. And part of it is also, for me personally, I love engaging in other people's days of goodness and celebrations and how they have found ways to change the world and affect the world, because it's not just about my project being successful. I just love being involved in these things and propelling that message forward that we can change the world every single day with goodness.
We're talking with Anna Dravland this morning. Anna, you have set it up now in a way that we can do something on a local level here to commemorate and thank our veterans. What are the details of what you're looking to do?
I'm very excited. It's a very simple project, but we've now partnered with the Michigan National Guard, one of their members, so that we set up a P.O. box, and it's active for the whole month of November. So people can send letters, cards, or care packages, and they would be sent to our active soldiers. We have two active military units in the UP, the 107th and the 652nd, which is about 850 soldiers total. And then we have our DJ Jacobetti Center for Veterans and the Iron VA. So we've set it up so you can send these letters, cards, or care packages to your location of choice, whether you want it to go to the veterans or the soldiers, to uplift them. I remind them that we're grateful. I remind them that we're still aware of everything they're doing and the struggles that they're experiencing because of COVID. We all know that the Veterans Center, they've been on restrictions for visitors for months now, and to give them something to feel good and feel engaged, I think, is really important. And our military, they're working so hard, they're training so hard, and they can't meet with each other socially and engage in the way that they usually do as soldiers. So to be able to give them that warmth and that community and that uplift right now as well, I think is just really important.
Well, this is now for this entire month through the beginning of December, December 1st, you have a P.O. box set up. What do folks need to do then if they put the card or the letter or something together? Where do they send this? How do they get this to the people?
We've got a P.O. box set up in Marquette. It's P.O. box 146 in Marquette, Michigan. And all you have to do is indicate whether you want it sent to a veteran or a soldier. You can also indicate whether you want it to go directly to the Iron Mountain VA or the Marquette Jacobetti Center, just so we know which demographic we want to send it to. And part of this, too, is that I really love schools, children, family to get engaged. It is an opportunity for people to engage right now off of their computer, off of their screen, and do something with their hands that's tangible and away from those computer screens right now.
Well, Anna, I appreciate you giving us an update on this. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. Good luck with it, and certainly let us know how it goes. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
That's Anna Dravland, the organizer behind the Giving Tuesday Military Edition, is trying to get some good messages to our veterans and also to our active duty in the National Guard and much more. If you missed any of our interview with Anna, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9.